Erev Tov Rabotai, we were talking about some of Dine Kiddush. I just want to focus on indestructible. I want to focus on some of the other Dine Kiddush that sometimes are important and are missed. Now, there is a very important halakha in play when it comes to Hilchot Kiddush that really applies to many other Birkat HaMitzvot, but is most pronounced by Kiddush, Birkat HaKiddush and Birkat HaMotzi, which is on Shabbat. Although everybody has a Chovah Shel Kiddush, and everybody has a Chovah Shel Birkat HaMotzi, in general, Baal HaBayit or somebody else that he's Mechabed, makes the Brachot, one person makes the Kiddush HaMotzi for everybody. Now, although technically, everybody could be making their own Bracha, there's something the Poskim bring down, this is what's called Berov Am Hadrat Melech. The mechanism of Berov Am Hadrat Melech, which means a Kadosh Baruch Hu gets more kavod when there's more people, the halachic mechanism of that is when one person makes a bracha and everybody else answers. And Be'emet, the Poskim say that anytime there's a Birkat HaMitzvot, Berov Am Hadrat Melech applies in the same way. You know that? So technically, for the same reason that Birkat HaShofar, Birkat HaMegillah, V'chein Al Zeh Aderech, technically, you should do the same thing.
Only Birkat HaMitzvot?
Huh? Birkat HaNehenin? No. Birkat HaNehenin? No. Again, don't get confused. Birkat HaShevach also. Birkat HaShevach and Birkat HaMitzvot. As opposed to Birkat HaNehenin, Birkat HaNehenin, there is a din, but it's not as important as Birkat HaMitzvot and Birkat HaShevach. Now, huh? Gomel is, remind me in 5 minutes, I just want to finish this thought and come back to Birkat HaGomel, because over there Halakha Berurah says there's a big machloket. Hold on. Now listen to this. The same thing, technically, by Birkat HaLevana, which is Birkat HaShevach, not a Birkat HaMitzvot. Technically, you should have one person doing it for everybody. I remember I used to do Birkat HaIlanot, Birosh Chodesh Nisan, in Eretz Yisrael with Maran Zichrono Livracha. You know how it would go down? There's all Seder, Yisei Mizmonim Vezeh. Maran Zichrono Livracha used to say the Bracha of Birkat HaIlanot, and everybody used to answer Amen. And he said that was halachically more preferable. He would announce before, if you want to make your own Bracha, you can, but it's halachically more preferable for one person to be mevarech, lechaven lehotzi, v'hem itkavnu latzet, and that's the best way. That is Berov Am Hadrat Melech. Now, we do that by Kiddush, and we do that by Motzi. Not only can you be yotze the amira of the Kiddush, but also the shtiya of the Kiddush, the chachamim or metaken, that you can also be yotze through the mekadesh or anybody else. Which means the requisite, Maran writes in Siman Resh Ayin Aleph, the requisite amount of drinking wine or mitzvah anavim that a person has to have by Kiddush is mitzvah min hamuvchar, is revi'it, which is approximately even less, 2.7 something, a little bit less than 3 ounces, about 2.8 ounces nagid, mitzvah min hamuvchar, it's pretty small. Come see my Kiddush cup that I have at home. Katan. Why? Ki kach halacha. Bezat Hashem, not this Tuesday. This Tuesday is election day. But the next one, we're going to have a hands-on halacha shiur on shiurim ba'halacha. Kazait, kabitza, revi'it, graduated cylinders, ve'inyanim. Don't miss it. And pizza. Now, nachon? It wouldn't be a shiur. It wouldn't be a, what do you call it? It wouldn't be a club without pizza. Anyway, kids. And then this year, there's no, what's regular? No. Kol echad, you know. The silver ones, a lot more. But that's because who's making the Kiddush cups? They want to be yotzeh, the other shitot, as beseder. The Chazon Ish says almost kafu, the Chazon Ish says almost 6 ounces is revi'it. Also nicer cups. So, mikol makom, at the end of the day, you should know. If you want to make your own custom-made, I do it, by the way, for Pesach. Pesach is a big deal. I don't know if you ever see what I send out before Pesach. You know, I drink for Arba Kosot dry, red, fierce wine. All 4 Kosot. Fierce.
What does that mean?
That's you have to drink it to understand.
It's much different. Huh? Much more powerful.
It's powerful. It's so my wife and my mother. My mother told me before I got married, I always used to get drunker on Pesach than I did on Purim. I'll tell you why. There's a chokhmah in that. Purim, you're eating, and then you're drinking as you're eating. So it gets by Pesach, the first two kosot, tach on an empty stomach. So you get attacked by the first two kosot. I'm not is it isha drinking grape juice vize. Osim kosh katuv ba'alacha. Yeah, that's only zelo. Trevor can drink grape juice. Aval anachnu. No, you don't know. You know?
Relative.
Kind of.
Anyway, not anymore. Yes.
Sorry about that. Yeah, that's right. Anyway, it was the family chickens. Alchu. One was named Trevor and one was named Feriba. Kitzer, mikol makom, for Pesach, I get these glass shot glasses. Now, again, I want to do kefi adin, but you overdo it, you know, you're done. So I get these mamash 3 ounce shot glasses, zil. I fill it up, and it looks, if you look at it from the outside, it looks really weird. Maze, the katan, ze shiur, kach da'at rambam, non fachid, kach da'at maran. Yeah? But it looks, I don't care how it looks. Ze halacha. You know what I'm saying? Now, that's that. For kiddush, in order to be yotze, we said, mitzvah min ha-muvchar to drink the whole revi'it, yotze, not b'di'avad, you're still with rov revi'it, which is melo lugmav, which is, if you took the wine and you filled up one cheekful, and by the way, that goes, the Gemara says in Masechet Yoma, that goes person by person. It's an individual shi'ur, it's subjective to the person, because by most people, the average is rov revi'it, a little bit more than revi'it. Most people are melo lugmav. If you fill up your mouth and you take the wine and you fill up one cheek, in general, huh? Yep, that's going to be less than a revi'it. The poskim were mishaed, that's about rov revi'it, about an ounce and a half. Akol beseder, you're yotze. Now, who has to drink it? Technically, in order for me to be yotze kiddush, I don't have to say, I don't have to drink. Lecha techila, technically, if the Baal HaBayit says the kiddush and he's mechaven leotzi and I'm mechaven latzit, and he drinks the revi'it or the rov revi'it, or says Maran, not only Baal HaBayit, not only the Mekadesh, but any of the Mesubin drink revi'it, the halacha is I am absolutely yotze, even without drinking anything at all. If that's the case, why is the minhag to give out, you know, some people pour from the kos, some people give out shot glasses and everybody drinks. Lama ze? Huh? No? Chibuv mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah at all, it's just showing endearment to the mitzvah of kiddush, which means mitzvah min ha-muvchar applies to the mekadesh and how much he drinks. It's not mitzvah min ha-muvchar on me as a shomeya to drink. The only reason why we do it is to show chiba to the mitzvah, so everybody takes a drink also, but lo chova bichlal. Yeah. No, not about kosot. Kiddush. No, Pesach, everybody's got a drink. Mata choshev. Good. No, ha-motzi, you have to eat because of the seudah. Hamotzi, you got to eat at least your kezayit or kabetzav pat to be yotzei your seuda. That's a different story. I'm talking about the wine from the kiddush. Now listen, yeah.
Why do we only use this concept of Rav Am when it comes to Shabbat and not like during the week?
For instance?
Shabbat for everybody.
Good. It's just not as prevalent because you're not always drinking at the same time. Go ahead.
What does tefillah not have the Rav Amadrat? Like, for example, Shmona Yisrael, we only instituted the Chazarat HaShatz because, perhaps there are people that cannot read.
The Gemara says Meforash, Maseret Berachot, Daf Kaf Amud Bet, that there is a chovah for every individual to pray on their own. Last Gemara, in Masechet Rosh Hashanah, Daf Lamed Dalet, the Gemara says that on Rosh Hashanah, if a person wants to be Yotzeh with the Shliach Tzibur, go for it. But during the rest of the year, if you know how to pray, what's the halacha?
You gotta pray.
You are not yotze with the shliach tzibur. You have to daven by yourself because you have, because Rosh Hashanah over there, the tefillot are much different. The tefillot are much different. And it's harder. Not everybody was as accustomed.
That's discussing the amadoraita of tefillah. What about the rabbanon? The fact that we have three tefillot.
No. The chachamim were mitaken that each one of the tefillot you have to be mitpalel on your own if you're a baki. Now. Now, yeah. Good shayla. Remind me in a minute because I have to get to your agomel also. There's a shita from the Ma'am Lo'ez, Rabbeinu Yaakov Chuli. He writes that even if one person among the Seudah doesn't drink, even if a bunch of people sip from the Kiddush, and among all of them cumulatively, you have a Revi'it or Rov Revi'it, Ma'am Lo'ez says, Akol Beseder. Maran Zichron Racha says, many Achronim disagree with that, but it's Zeloha Halacha. The Halacha, huh? B'di'avad, you want to be Sumech Alav Beseder, but Lachat, huh? No, but sometimes what happens is, you know, the Mekadesh doesn't want to, he just sips and everybody else is also sipping. Especially by Kiddush, like in Shul, they have shot glasses. Those shot glasses are 1 ounce. That's not a Rov Revi'it, that's not a Revi'it.
So, huh?
Is it Baya?
Oh, the schnapps, you can do that.
Ah, because of the schnapps. Yeah, yeah. Go ahead. Absolutely. I've seen that many times by Kiddush ve'Avdala, even when a person is Mechaven, and I see the Mekadesh or the Mavdil not drinking Rov Revi'it, I grab the cup and I drink. Lama Kedesh Kulam Yetzu Yedei Chova. Not only him, me too. Preferably the cup that he made, but the Avad, even from other grape juice, yes. Now, what was your question about Kiddush? Happens, it does happen, where you're in places where you're not sure if the Mekadesh or Mavdil is having kavanah. Happens, maybe it's not so religious, whatever. In general, if a person shomer Torah mitzvot, you know that you have to be motzi people yidei chovah. Some people in their houses say, okay, everybody attention, everybody have kavanah, I'm going to be motzi, that's great. But let's say a person not so religious, and he makes kiddush. Best case scenario, you make your own kiddush later, you take a cup, ta'aseh kiddush levad v'zeh. Worst case scenario, where you can't get another cup of grape juice or wine, or they're watching you and it's not a good move because they'll kill. He knows. Anyway, Bekitzur, as Ma'osim Achshav, Maran Zichron Berachah writes that B'di'avad over there, you can mumble the words of Kiddush under your breath, and be, even though you're not holding a kos, be mechaven al koso shel ba'al habayit and then drink a revi'it from you. Or supplement at least. Under your, like that, Tagid. Say the kiddush and be mechaven al koso shel ba'al habayit. Go ahead. If he drinks, yeah. But he's also not hearing you. It's best for you to drink it. It's best for you to drink it. Now, with regards to birkat hagomel, in general, da'at Maran HaShulchan Aruch, who follows Rova Puskim, is that birkat hagomel is like any other bracha, in that there is shomea ke'onet. Which means if multiple people are chayav bebirkat hagomel, even for multiple different reasons, this one traveled, that one was sick, this one was in jail. Lom shani. They're all chayav bebirkat hagomel. That one gave birth, and yodama, you know, a lady. Lom shani. So over there, technically, leda'at Maran writes meforash, and Siman HaShutet, a person can make a bracha of birkat hagomel for everybody. There's a machloket in Maran, do you change the nosach of the bracha? Do you say, hagomel chayavim tovot shigmala ni kol tuv, or shigmala nu kol tuv? Either which way you yotze, we tend not to change the bracha. Halacha Berurah disagrees and he says, there's a shita of the Me'iri in Masechet Berachot, Tafnun Bet, who says that a person, that Birkat HaGomel is like a Korban Todah. Korban Todah, you can't be yotze with somebody else's Korban. You got to bring your own. And therefore, since Birkat HaGomel is Bimkon Korban, you got to say your own bracha, no Shomea Ke'oni. And therefore, by the way, this is the Minhag. By Ashkenazim, what do? By Birkat HaGomel, you have one being motzi everybody? No, I'm a pitam. They have a line, and everybody does their own. Halacha Berurah says, Tov la'asot kama Ashkenazim. Everybody should say their own. Agon Chacham Yitzchak and the Chazon Ovadia disagreed with Chacham David, and they said, no. In Maran Zichron Berachah Shul, they had one person per tefillah, or whenever it was, saying Birkat HaGomel. They gave a thing. Anybody who needs Birkat HaGomel, stand up. You have to stand up for the bracha. Have kavanah, he's going to be motzi you. That's Maran Zichron Berachah said. Lechatchila, the Halacha Berurah says it's better not to do that. It's better for every person to say it on their own. But both Chazon Ovadia and Yalkut Yosef Paskin, Kedat Maran Chalak, that one person can say for all, just have kavanah. Yeah?
What are we trying to accomplish by having one person?
Save time.
Save time.
Huh? you also get Birov Am, but according to the Meiri, there is no Birov Am because everybody's chayav in their own brachot. So that's a different story altogether. You can't have a Birov Am if Shomea Ke'one doesn't work. And the Meiri says, but Birkat HaGomer, that Shomea Ke'one doesn't work. Birov Am only works when you're using the mechanism of Shomea Ke'one. Understand? If there's no Shomea Ke'one, what Birov Am? So according to the Meiri Lishitato, that Birkat HaGomer is like a Korban Todah, so there's no Shomea Ke'one. So what Birov Am? I have to do my own bracha anyway. But according to Maran, that goes by Rova Puskim, the Rambam is not Mechalek, whatever, that there's Shomea Ke'one by Birkat HaGomer as well, so Shomea Ke'one would apply there as well, one making the bracha for everybody. So, Bezat Hashem will continue.